observed anything unusual in your area?
Come on, report it.
Is there something troubling about your community and you need the government's assistance?
Why the hesitation? Report it.
Or maybe it's all rosy and you just can't keep the praises to yourself.
I'm telling you, you can commend it.
Community Platform on Mainland 98.3 FM is an avenue to shine a light on your community. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. It's 11 a.m. from your mouth to the government's ears. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are we doing this beautiful Wednesday morning? You're tuned into Mainland 98.3 FM, The Sound of Lagos, and I am... Sorry about that. Good morning. You're tuned into Mainland 98.3 FM, The Sound of Lagos, and I am Lady Jade. And we are on the segment Community Platform, you know, on Community Platform. We'll talk about matters that affect our community and how we can, you know, ensure that the right quarters or the right authority pay attention to the matters at hand. Today we have a live report from Mrs. Somtutuku, a resident of Satellite Town. Ma'am, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Okay, good to have you on the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yes, so let us have the situation report.
Okay, I'm here. Let me say, my name is Somtutuku Dine Okoye. I'm an economist and an SDG, Sustainable Development Advocate. I grew up in Satellite Town. I spent over 15 years in Satellite Town, and right now the situation in Satellite Town is nothing to write home about. And the situation right here is the presence of tank farm and tankers in the area. Okay, and this poses like a danger to the residents of the community. So it's a really bad situation. It's something that requires urgency from the federal government and the state government, Lagos state government and the federal government of Nigeria. Because we can't live in disaster and just keep quiet. Like, I know growing up in this community, I had my childhood there. I went to my secondary school, my primary school, and also I also still have friends there. And looking back, I feel these people are living in danger. And it's inhumane. Like, it's actually very, very bad. Even the leaders of the community and even those involved, like, it just feels like people, they are doing it for basically their benefit, and they don't really care about the impact this has on the community. So that's why I'm here and I'm lending my voice, that this tank farm needs to be moved out of Satellite Town. The government needs to do something, and the government needs to act urgently to take these tank farms out. There should be something like an investment. Even I don't want to know when the investment is going to be there or how. Yes, they should provide another means. If we have storage facilities that we need to store petrols in, it shouldn't be in a residential area. It shouldn't be where people are living. Young people are there. You know what petrol, you know what fire incidents, you know what disaster is and all. And we are having a situation where tankers are living with humans. It is uncalled for, please. So I'm actually using my voice to call on the federal government of Nigeria, the Lagos state government, take the tank farms out of Satellite Town.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Mrs. Somtutuku Okoye. And we have on the phone line Mr. Undubisi Okafo, chairman of the media committee of Satellite Town. Hello, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good to have you on the show.
Yes, how do you do?
Very well, thank you. And Mrs. Somto has told us about the tank farm and the menace it's causing in the community in Satellite Town. And you know, we wanted to corroborate more and let us know what has been done so far.
My sister, where do I start? If I have to start from the beginning, it will be a very lengthy story, but I still have to start. You know, in a about 12 years back, one of the town farmers, you know, oil marketing firm, came into the community, and he came in the guise of you know, fish farming, that he wanted to establish a fish industry.
A fishery.
Industry.
Yes.
A fishery, just by at the waterside there. So Well, before we knew it, he started, erecting a town farm facility. And then the kick against such a facility, that kind of facility in our community started. The community members of the satellite car community keep against these facilities, the more they were coming into the community. At that point, we just had a single friend that is known as First Deep Waters.
Yeah.
First Deep Waters. That's the name of the first firm. But subsequently now, before long, you have up to about 13 of them, 13 of the firm marketers, that built their facilities in the area in question. And then we have Rano, that's Rano. We equally have others like Emadem, others like First Royal, others like Chipset Nigeria Limited, others like MAO Petroleum Company.
Mm.
We equally have Bond Global Energy Limited, Mench Oil, WhatsApp.
All of these companies are, okay. They all have their farm, the tank farms in Satellite Town currently.
All of them have their storage facilities in Satellite Town.
Mm.
There are 13 of them. At the point we are talking of about 50 tank farms. Yeah, by tank farm, you are talking of the storage facility. The storage facility, if you count them, that's storing millions and zillions of products. We are talking of HU. We are talking of diesel. We are also talking
EMS.
Of. We are also talking. Yeah, they also started building a gas farm.
Farm. So, okay.
Yes. So that the whole place is just saturated. So we started. The struggle was on and on. But about 4 years back. That was 2018. The situation kept on pressuring until the community came up with an answer, with a response, and that response was the creation of the Sunlight Town Forum, which became the voice of the community in the matters of protests and in the matters of calling on government for government to do the needful of relocating these facilities from residential areas and from the residential area. It's not just residential area. We are talking of a densely populated residential area of over 1 million people. So the struggle continued. We protested heavily. There was in 2019, we had the largest protest that we have ever organized, and that was the Sunlight Town March. We called it Sunlight Town March, in which we went about the community to demonstrate that the media covering us, under the eyes of the media, to talk about the problems that we were facing. Then you are talking about problems of pollution. Because the pollution that these people are causing is immense, during the process of transferring of products into the town farm, of course, some of the chemicals poisonous chemicals have been unleashed into the community. You're also talking about some other. You see thousands of trucks coming into the community. Of course, you're talking of carbon monoxide being released into the air in highly high-density residential area.
Yeah.
You're also talking about traffic, causing traffic gridlock all over the area. As a matter of fact, there's a point for you to even transport yourself, get yourself out of the community was a problem because the gridlock was total. They were blocked everywhere. You will be looking at your house, you can't enter your house. Students could not go to school, pupils could not be conveyed to school, people could not go for their businesses, and so on and so on and so forth. So it was a very serious problem, very, very serious problem. But the most palpable concern of the community is the issue of the poisonous nature of what these people are doing.
Okay,
because
sir.
They are polluting our air, they are also polluting the waters. You know, experts have told us, only vocally, that long-term exposure of any human being to certain grades of chemicals that have been discharged by these people will lead to cancer, and all manner of respiratory diseases.
Okay,
you know,
sir.
So only God, we are actually in the hands of God, and also you are talking of the manners. You are talking of incidents of fire.
Fire,
you know, we about three or four of them around within the community. We're also talking about just the likelihood of anything happening.
Thank you so much, sir.
Calamitous and disastrous explosion in the community.
Thank you so much.
At any point in time,
yes,
anything
sir.
Can happen.
Okay, sir.
You know,
yes.
As a matter of fact, some time back we had an incident at Adeshopa, where there was a petrol explosion that almost condemned the entire area. Many buildings were brought down by the explosion.
Hmm.
So this type of thing is actually what sent a kind of shockwaves into the system of our residents, because people are not rest assured, and we have been calling on government. We have called on federal government. We have petitioned the presidency, that President Muhammad Buhari, during his first tenure, we petitioned him for him to take action and relocate the town funds. You know, as at that point, we were called by Nigerian Port Authority for discussions on how the situation could be managed. We then and then also maintained that the best way out of this situation was to relocate them. They said that they were acting at the instruction of the presidency, that they were directed to arrange and know what to do. So we were hopeful. And then there were a series of meetings that have been managed over time. On the issue, there was a stakeholders meeting which was held with between the town farmers and the community, as well as several government agencies. But my sister, I tell you that so many meetings, too many meetings, and very little output.
Okay.
There is no hope anywhere, for the in the horizon for our people.
Okay, much, Mr. Ndibisi. Time is really not on our side, and we have to take on the headline news right about now.
There's an aspect that is very, very important, which I wanted to summarize.
Okay,
to talk in a summary form.
Okay,
because
sir.
This matter was taken to the National Assembly, that House of Representatives, and the House of Representatives of the Federal Republic of Nigeria took it up. They set up a committee. They came to the community. They also invited us to National Assembly, we made our presentations. Based on all these things, what they came up with alongside other government agencies was that we should cohabit with town farms. How can a government establishment, government that has been elected by the people and for the people, how can they come up with that kind of conclusion?
Okay,
that people, human beings, should go and cohabit with town farmers. Highly explosive and highly poisonous town farm. So that is the poser for us. And we want to still maintain and call on the federal government, on the Lagos state government, to please, in all honesty, do something. To please align themselves with the good people of Ejegu Obasa Town, to not only move the town farms from our community, but to also move the container terminal.
Okay, we lost that call right there. Thank you so much, sir, for letting us know about the town farms in Satellite Town. We'll go on a quick break for the headline news and we'll be back. You tuned into Mainland 98.3 FM. We are the sound of Lagos.
Headline news on 98.3 Mainland FM.
Good morning. Headline news on Mainland 98.3 FM. My name is Omobola Sandra. Lagos government advises heads of agencies on teamwork. Enugu teachers says strike continues on minimum wage. Five suspects, one accomplice held over Owo church attack. Federal government issues 1.9 million passports, inaugurates production center. In business, Nigeria spends $2.35 billion on phone importation. Reps summon Finance Minister Zainab Ahmed over subsidy and query NNPC. On the foreign scene, Kenya delays the reopening of schools. U.S. concerned by reports, Rwanda support DR Congo rebels. And in sports, Chicharito expresses readiness to play for Man United for free. Sadiq set to join Chukwueze at Villarreal. That's headline news. Details at noon.
Listening to
Sound of Lagos 98.3 Mainland FM.
Welcome back. You're tuning to Mainland 98.3 FM. We are the Sound of Lagos. And a very big thank you to Mr. Ndubisi Okafor, the chairman of the media committee of Satellite Town. And we had to take on the headline news. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You just have just like a minute to just wrap up because we had to go on a quick break to take on the headline news. So you have just one minute to wrap up and then we can move on to the story for the day.
Okay. So what we are saying is that we have done so much. We have called upon the federal institutions and the state government institutions. They should come and do the needful.
Okay.
There is nowhere in the whole wide world where you say that highly explosive industry should be exist within a residential area. You know, it is not heard of. It is unheard of. Not just because of anything, but because anything could happen. And even if it happened, and mind you, there are also medical facilities that are around in the same neighborhood. So if anything should happen, what happened at Ikeja cantonment, there will be a child play. And we are also told that if anything should happen, that the whole of the Jekwe Basan Light Town in 360 degrees will be wiped out. And that is not what we pray for. And that is not what we want.
Okay,
that is
sir.
Why we still maintain that the state government and the federal government should come up with a strategy to relocate these people.
Okay.
Because they are really a menace to the community.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndubisi Okafor. Thank you for joining us on the show. All right, you're tuning to Mainland 98.3 FM and you're on the segment Community Platform. And I am Lady Jade. A very big thank you to Mrs. Somto Chukwukoye for joining us on the show for the live report. Thank you so much.